Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Gianni Mattioli, who's president and CEO with Marazzi USA. Gianni, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show with us today. I actually wanted to talk to you because you guys have done a noble gift, I think, in the last week as a result of these tornadoes that came through Georgia and Alabama and Tennessee. You've given a nice gift to the American Red Cross. I think it's $15,000, right?
Yes, we did. Okay. We did donate $15,000 to the North Alabama Red Cross. I mean, that's where, in Florence, Alabama, and North Alabama, that's where we have our factory, one of our factories. So we felt it was something that we had to do to help, really, a lot of those people that have been really affected this time by this tornado in a way that it's even more than what they're used to, because this is an area that they're used to those kind of things, but this was really a unique one.
Did your plant in Florence sustain any damage?
No, we were lucky enough not to have any direct damage. We had some power outages, but nothing very particular, and we had no direct damage, but still, damage was really not too far from, I understand that even like 20 miles from our factory, there was extensive damage, so we were lucky this time.
Okay. Do you know if it affected many of your employees?
Not directly from what we know, but sure, some of them, through friends and family, they have been affected. So hopefully this was also something that hopefully will get to them, help them kind of reconstruct all the damages that they had during those couple of days, pretty much.
You know, the flooring industry is centered around this area. And I'll just mention for our national audience, because many of the listeners in this area know this, you know, this area of Ringgold, Georgia, right between Chattanooga and Dalton, was basically leveled. There's a Ruby Tuesday's restaurant right by the interstate, and it was flattened.
Yeah.
But fortunately, everybody was safe. I think it's very nice that you did this. I want to make sure you got credit for it. I know you didn't do it. I know you didn't give the money to get an interview on Floor Daily, but I really do think that's a noble gift. And so I want to make sure you get credit for it. While I've got you, let me ask you, we just finished the Floor Focused annual report, and we were reporting that ceramic flooring consumption in the U.S. in 2010 versus 2009 is up about 8%. Would you concur with those numbers?
Well, I know that in the number that we saw for our business, for
right.
ceramic and porcelain, was about in volume 6 to 6.5% overall. So I don't know about the total industry, but I assume that the number of 7-8% is probably
right.
Is probably right. Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys are, you know, in this country, you're the second largest player from a manufacturing standpoint. You're a very big company.
Yes, we are.
Yeah,
exactly. Yes, we are. Yeah, we have a very significant manufacturing presence here in North America for sure.
Right. And you have basically three plants, two down in Texas and one in Florence. Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. And how do you see the business in 2011?
Well, I mean, overall, I would say that 2011 is going to be another very difficult year. We actually, when we look at the first 3 or 4 months of the year, last year started very strong. Probably there was a lot of build-up of inventory last year at the start of the year, and then there was all of this tax credit that kind of expired by the end of June. So there was a lot of activity. This year we see it. We see where all our customers, they're really paying a lot of attention to inventory level and all of that. So it's going to be still a very difficult one. And all the numbers, especially related to new housing, are unfortunately as bad as ever. And so it'll probably be another year where the consumption, in my opinion, might be around a few points up or flat, but certainly nothing very significant.
Until we see some real growth in the housing market, it's going to be tough going, isn't it?
Well, there is no doubt. I mean, the other segments are doing better, but certainly the new housing has always been a very key factor for an industry like ours. So.
Well, I'd like to mention, I know that about 80% or so of your business is residential, but you guys are kind of putting a push on the commercial side too, aren't you?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely, yeah. We're certainly pushing that, and it's one of our main goals to reach into this year and the following years to really rebalance our sales more to what the market it really is today. Mm-hmm. So commercial has been important for us in the past, and it's important now, and it'll be even more important in the future.
Now, will you be exhibiting at NeoCon this year?
We will be at NeoCon, yes.
Okay, and is that
in June in Chicago? Yes.
Is that a first for you?
No, we have done it on and off in the past.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll be there, and it's going to continue to be there pretty much in the year to follow.
All right, great. Well, Gianni, I appreciate you spending time with us. I did want to make sure that our listeners knew that you'd given a nice gift to the American Red Cross in Northern Alabama. Again, we've been talking to Gianni Mattioli, who's president and CEO with Marazzi USA, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.